Trump tells Republicans passing elections bill would guarantee the midterms. Doral, Florida, President Donald Trump told House Republicans on March 9 again to pass his Safeguard American Voter Eligibility America Act, as it remains held up in the Senate. He said it should be Republicans' main focus heading into the midterms later this year. Trump spoke from his Doral, Florida, golf club at the House Republicans' annual policy retreat, telling lawmakers that clearing his elections bill through the Senate with new provisions could prevent Democrats from retaking Congress's lower chamber this year. "I'm making my biggest plea tonight, it'll guarantee the midterms. If you don't get it, big trouble, my opinion," Trump said. The bill would mandate that all voter applicants provide proof of citizenship in person at their local election office, such as a valid U.S. passport and a government-issued photo ID alongside a certified birth certificate. The House passed the SAVE Act in February and sent it to the Senate, where it has stalled. Due to Senate rules, it would need to clear the 60-vote filibuster threshold to pass, meaning multiple Democrats would have to break party lines to push it over the finish line. Democrats have criticized the legislation, saying that it would disenfranchise certain voters, particularly poor Americans who might lack a driver's license and may struggle to afford a government ID. Trump has already urged Senate Majority Leader John Thune to impose the talking filibuster rule to pass the bill, and has said he will not sign any further legislation until the SAVE Act becomes law. However, Thune warned Monday that using the talking filibuster is more complicated than it may seem. "This particular approach, in terms of the process, is much more complicated and risky than people are assuming at the moment," Thune told reporters. He explained that using a talking filibuster without going through a formal rules change could chew up months of Senate floor time, as there aren't enough votes to approve the change. Provisions. Trump called on Republicans to pass the SAVE Act with added provisions that significantly restrict mail-in voting and ban gender-related surgery for children. He has also called on Republicans to ban men in women's sports. The president said Monday that he wished to completely restrict mail-in voting, aside from exceptions for U.S. service members, the disabled, U.S. citizens traveling, or those who have an excuse. He urged Republican lawmakers to pass a bill with the new provisions, making the SAVE Act the delegation's sole priority heading into the midterms. "Let's go for the gold," Trump said. "It's actually a matter, in a serious way, of national survival. We can't have these elections going on like this anymore." The president said congressional Republicans have to get it done, even if it takes you 6 months. "I don't think we should approve anything until this is approved," Trump said. During a press conference after his speech, Trump was asked if he would follow through with his promise, even if it meant foregoing Senate confirmation of his new nominee to lead the Department of Homeland Security, Senator Markwayne Mullen, or passing a bill to end that agency's ongoing shutdown. "So in order to get it, you're going to need Democratic votes," Trump said, suggesting the SAVE Act is popular with a majority of Democratic American voters but only unpopular with their party leadership. The president did not say whether he would sign a funding bill for the Homeland Security Department without Congress first passing the SAVE Act. Throughout his speech, Trump also highlighted his administration's efforts to lower drug prices, defended the ongoing military campaign in Iran, and reiterated his longtime calls for Republicans to find a health care plan to replace the Affordable Care Act. Jack Phillips contributed to this report.